Hello everyone, and welcome to this December edition of the Chatterbox Norfolk magazine. It's the Christmas edition, so first of all, the cover of the magazine shows a beautiful wreath on a front door. All holly, bay, rosemary, spruce, pine cones, cinnamon sticks, slices of orange, finished off with a big red bow. Oh, it's just lovely. Then inside we have articles on the panto at the Theatre Royal, which has a young actor singing and dancing her way through hair loss. There's Norwich Cathedral and its choir, the classical boy band G4 and the medieval babes, and common garden birds become the focus for a talented photographer. Your readers are Kevin Ford, John Francis, Lorna Jesty and Caroline Aldrey. But first, here is your welcome from magazine editor Emma Lee.
Welcome to the December issue of Norfolk Magazine. I can't believe we're wrapping up our Christmas issue already. I'm biased, of course, but Norfolk is a place which really knows how to do Christmas properly. From the glitz and glamour of the Thursford Christmas Spectacular, to our stately homes getting into the spirit with dazzling light shows, pantomimes, music, markets and much more, there are so many opportunities to make magical festive memories. One of my most memorable Norfolk Christmases was when I was working as a news reporter and was based at the King's Lynn office of the Eastern Daily Press. We would take it in turns to work on Christmas Day, and for whoever was on duty on December the 25th, there was one event that didn't need writing in the office diary. On Christmas morning, we would join the crowd of well-wishers at Sandringham, who gather to catch a glimpse of the royal family as they attend church. There have been quite a few surreal moments during my career. Being a reporter genuinely is a job where no 2 days are the same. See, for example, the day when I ended up on the hunt for an escaped rhea deep in the Norfolk countryside, and huddling with the assembled journalists deciding whether Queen Elizabeth's hat was aubergine or plum in colour is definitely up there. From memory, we decided on aubergine. We all have our own Christmas traditions, and a trip to the panto is one of my favourites. Oh yes, it is. Sorry, I just couldn't resist. In this issue, Rowan Mantell goes behind the scenes at Norwich Theatre Royal's festive show, Sleeping Beauty. Ordinarily, a chorus of boos is the last thing an actor wants to hear, but not if you're Beverly Callard, who is playing this year's baddie, the evil fairy. Beverly, who is best known for her role as Liz McDonald in Coronation Street and recently took part in Channel 4's Don't Look Down for the charity Stand Up to Cancer, is now a Norfolk resident, and she tells us what she loves about life in the county. There's also a bit of a musical theme to this issue. Rowan meets the choristers of Norwich Cathedral and Jonathan Ansell of G4, who are heading to Norwich for a very special Christmas concert. We also hear from the medieval babes, who have a date in King's Lynn. We wish you and all those you hold dear a very happy Christmas. See you in 2024.